Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation, celebrating their 25th year on the air. Here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on over there, Michael?
Nah, not much, Doug. How are you? How's everything?
Everything's good, man. I am doing well. I'm enjoying the summertime here, and as we were talking about, we kind of enjoy the summertime heat a little bit. We've been waiting for it, and everything's going well. I got no complaints.
Yeah, you know, drifting along here, and through July, and starting to certainly get hot outside, which is nice. And but besides that, what's going on with the economy and the markets?
Well, hey, listen, interesting time we're in right now, and we're seeing kind of a mixed bag of stuff going on here, right? We're getting some companies are putting their earnings out, and they're much better than were anticipated, and some are a lot worse than anticipated, right? So it really is, you know, a dynamic period here right now. And then this week we also got information that the jobless claims went up a little bit here. So it's showing that the labor market may be softening a little bit. And the comment that you made to me is that may actually be a little bit of good news. So why don't we talk about that for a minute and say why that might be a little bit of good news?
Well, good news that, I mean, obviously there's more jobless claims saying people are, you know, less jobs or whatever, is that it means that the inflation and the growth of the economy is slowing down. And that's really was the whole idea of interest rates being pumped up by the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I guess, an oxymoron, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, kind of catch 22.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, the economy's cooking, so we're trying to slow it up. And that's a big problem because the economy's cooking. And then when now jobless claims, and then they try to say, well, that's bad, you know? So like you said, it's kind of choppy and all over the place, if that makes any sense to anybody.
So how about this for a thought, right? Is that even though the jobless claims have gone up a little bit, my point of view on this, Mike, is that those people who want to work are not going to be unemployed very long, because there are still more jobs available than there are people obviously willing to apply for them.
Yeah, and I also think too, Doug, I think the other thing that has to be taken into consideration, and you could also put interest rates in this camp too, both were at historical lows.
Yeah. Right?
Unemployment was like 3 point something. Interest rates were, you know, next to nothing. And as they are both, you know, going to rise here probably over the next, months, they're still historically not bad overall. You know what I'm saying? Even interest rates, I mean, I know, yeah, people saying, oh, wow, mortgage rate, Mike, what are you saying, in the fives? But historically, that's not terrible.
No way, man. You would have killed for a 5% mortgage interest rate, you know, 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, you know, whatever it was. And if you look historically over time, Mike, don't forget, don't hold me to this, but I think it might have been at the end of 1990s, beginning of 2000s, when for an extended period of time, unemployment was hovering around the 5% rate. And what did everybody say when unemployment was 5%?
It was historically low.
That's full employment.
Yeah.
That's considered full employment.
Right.
So now when we had for a very extended period of time now, going back to President Trump and President Biden, with unemployment well below the 5% rate, like, that's like historically unheard of.
Yeah,
is my point.
Yeah, so your point is if we're at 3.8, and don't hold me to that number,
right,
but it sounds about right now, and if we did rise to 5.2, you know, if you pulled the historian out of nowhere and said, here, take a look at this number, what do you think? They'd be like, oh, the economy's rolling.
And every book on economics and every class you learned in economics was full unemployment was considered 5%.
You know, and that's what's interesting, Doug, and that's why this whole inflation and pumping the brakes and raising interest rates and trying to slow down the economy, I think you're going to hear, yes, that's true, that's happening. But we all know history tells us when you raise rates like that, the economy is going to slow. And I think they're going to say, oh, interest rate, I mean, jobless claims are rising. But I think when you look at it, it's not going to be, it's like a terrible economy, if that makes sense to you. And that's why when they say it's going to be a recession or it's going to be a hard landing or you know, all these economic terms they use, I still hold out some hope, and I'm not an economist, that we may get to the point of that, yeah, we cooled off inflation and things settled down. It doesn't mean the economy has to be a complete mess.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Well, to me, it makes sense. Yeah. Hopefully to the listeners, it makes sense. And you know what the thing that people need to understand is, you don't know you're in a recession until you're already in a recession, right?
Sure.
Nobody tells you. But this one was a little bit weird because they could tell you, and it really wasn't far-fetched. It's like, we are going to be in a recession.
Yeah.
And I believe that when the data comes out, people are going to say, we are technically in one right now. So that's the good news, because they tend not to last very long.
Well, Doug, it goes back to what you just said a few minutes ago. There's recessions. There have been recessions where people say, I can't find the job.
Right.
I want to work. There's just and you know, your heart bleeds for people, like poor guy's been out of work for 6 months, can't find the job. It's bad right now. But I don't see that with this one. I agree with you, and that's what you had said. So I'm not stealing your line there, but that's what you had said, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So the thing is, why did I say it's good news that I believe that we're in a recession already? Because that means that the end is closer, right? So that's why, you know, I think that it's good news. And if the markets behave like they historically behave, and we never know, right? But if they do, 6 months in advance of when people start to believe that the economy is going to start to, you know, get strong again, the market historically responds positively.
Yeah.
So if, I mean, we are in the middle to end of July right now. So 6 months from now is February, right? You know, is the economy going to be getting better in February? I'd say probably.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think too, Doug, the other big factor that's out there, and we're seeing a little bit of it, but we're not there yet, is oil is below $100 a barrel for the most part, and gas has come down. And I think one of these political, whoever that works in the administration, said gas is going to go below $4 shortly. And I think that's a good step, because I think that's the big psychological to me. I think that's the one that bites everybody. You know,
no hiding from it.
You pull up and you see 420, 435, and you just shake your head. And I think if we get it down below four, even lower, I think that's going to help the economy, too, along the way.
Mike, listen, you know, as you know, we have clients who own restaurants, and I talk to them regularly. And, you know, they can tell you their business is pegged to gas prices. They can tell you it, you know, not your high-end restaurants. Your high-end restaurants typically continue to do well. You know, good times and bad times. But your local pubs, you know, that kind of stuff. Not the fast food places. The fast food places tend to do better in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
But the middle of the road guys, like, yeah, I can tell you right now, you know, they don't have the extra bucks. So on Friday night, they're not taking their kids here for dinner. Maybe they're nailing McDonald's or Wendy's, you know, instead.
Yeah.
So it definitely has an impact. So getting it below $4 is important, but getting it back to $3 is even more important. You know, but we're going in the right direction. It's heading in the right direction right now, and that's what's important.
Yeah, and I think just to sum up is what you're saying, Doug, is we're starting to see the inflation top a little bit, I would think, you know, I would hope. And so we'll see. I mean, time will tell. And, we're 20 some odd days into the second half of the year.
Yeah.
To me, the first half of the year was a disaster for the economy, for the markets, you know, everything. It was just a real something we haven't been through. And hopefully the second half of the year, we have a clearer path. And I think that's what the market's looking for, of like, okay, inflation top, interest rates are only going to go up so much, gas is settling back down. So I think we can get a clearer path. I think it'll be a good path for the markets.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, one of the things that concerns me, and we've spoken about this, is that A lot of people who have money invested in the markets right now have never experienced a time like this. And something that concerns me is that they don't understand and they don't realize what leads you out of a circumstance and an economic condition that we're in right now is not the same thing that led you to success right before this time. So there's different areas of the, you know, of the markets that do well coming out of recessions, and some stuff do not do well coming out of recessions because they need the economy to be flying. So what I'm afraid of here, Mike, is that a lot of people are listening to what we're saying and they're like, okay, well, you know what? And we know long term we'll be okay, but they're holding things that did well with a flying economy, not with a growing economy, and they're not going to participate on the way back up again the way that they may be able to.
Yeah, no, agreed. I mean, things, you know, we went through a major economic, we're going through a major economic shift.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I mean, we've seen interest rates, part of this inflation is you need to spike up interest rates to get thing. When you spike up interest rates, that affects different economic sectors, right? It's not good for, mm-hmm. for housing and stuff like that. So yeah, you're 100%. I mean, you better believe there's going to be different changes in the economy because of what we've gone through. It's been a major economic shift.
Sure. There are companies, to your point, that are going to get hurt and are going to have a tougher time performing with higher interest rates than they do with lower interest rates. But on the other side, Mike, there's companies that are going to perform better with higher interest rates than they do with lower interest rates.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
And my fear is that, you know, the people are just, they're just totally taking the sit tight approach because Doug and Mike are saying, you know, the market's going to come back, and historically it does. And look, we can't ever guarantee that it's going to come back, and I believe it's going to come back. But we've also been in this business for, you know, for a long time, and, you know, since the 1990s. And so we kind of like understand this is not our first recession that we're going through here. So we kind of know what performs better and how people can, you know, look at opportunities in circumstances like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because there are opportunities out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the market's been behaving a little bit better, though, you know, recently. It really, really has. There hasn't been any real huge dramatic swings, you know, recently, which is also historically a good sign, right? The volatility is settling down a little bit here. And the next volatility that we look for is on the upside.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Doug, again, speaking about the markets, I just want to get into this a little bit, is that, you know, I'm going to say since our show, okay, 25 years, whatever it's been, right?
Yeah.
I look at things historically. And, you know, we had the bad times in 2000, 2001, you know, the bubble, the tech bubble, all that.
Mm-hmm.
2008, we had the financial crisis. And I think this is an official crisis, for lack of better words. I don't mean to put everybody alarm, but, you know what I'm saying, the whole inflation surge or whatever to the market. Now, in between, we've had up and down periods. We've had down corrections in 10, 15, and the market sprung back quickly. But I think history is going to look at this as a major event on the economic map. When you know, kind of, you get what I'm saying? There's been a lot of stuff between 01 and 08 and 08 and now. You know what I'm saying? There's been different periods where, yeah, remember when the market got really hit really hard? What was it, the last quarter of 18
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that? But I think this is going to be, you know, on our economic map as a major, one of the major events.
Well, what I think is going to happen, Mike, is that we're going to look back and the climb out of this is going to be more like the climb out of the 2008 and 2009. That was not an immediate snapback.
No.
That was a climb back.
Correct.
Now, one of the problems that we saw with a lot of people who came into the office 2010, 2011, 2012 is they were still holding on to investments that were doing well in 2005, 2006, 2007.
Right.
And that was a problem.
And you just brought me to right reason why I brought that up is what's going to happen is when you see a strong down move in the market like this, is yes, you're always going to get a knee jerk off the bottom, right? It's going to come, you know, you'll bounce back to a certain degree. But then it's going to be, okay, we have to climb out.
Right.
Get back to where we were. And that's where the work's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience tells me, and I know your experience tells you, is the last time we saw this was people sat and just 08, 09 and kind of took it on the chin. And they actually got alarmed after the fact.
Yeah.
Right? Because when all of a sudden when you're putting on your TV and you hear, oh, the market was up 300 today, the market's up 400 today, and all of a sudden you're getting your statements and you're saying, hey, I'm not participating or I'm not where I was. This, you know, I think you, it's fair to say, Doug, you and I saw more people coming through the door saying, here, I'm still not back to where I was.
Oh, yeah.
They were more angered over that than the initial falling off the map that we saw in 08 and 09.
And listen, Mike, for a lot of the people listening right now, again, may not have had money in the market back, but our experience and our, you know, goes back a long time here. The same thing happened in 2000, 2001, right? All of a sudden in 2002, 2003, 2004, we're seeing people walk through the door with statements with all the 1999 darlings on them.
Yeah, and I think, Doug, I think people get, if it makes sense, because it's always psychological to me, there's always some psychological effect of how do you deal with it, what do I do type of thing. I found prior experiences tell me people get more frustrated with the climb back than the actual fall, if that
right.
makes sense.
So the point in summarizing this all is, let's take a look at it, folks.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to be that person that's saying, you know, 2 years after this is over, looking and said, oh, yeah, I still have the, you know, the 2020 darlings in my portfolio. And, you know, they're now the, you know, the not the darlings anymore.
And in a sense, Doug, the climb back is what matters, because you know what? As I like to say, when a market's in this type of a cycle or this bad, don't personalize it. It's me. It's you. It's the next guy, if you will. Everything's down. People are down. It's just, it happened. It's the way it is. It's the function of the economy, the market. But it's really what you do to improve your situation, what's going to tell the story at the end of the day.
100%. Folks, you're always available to have a complimentary consultation with us, no cost or obligation, and we can go over this stuff with you. We're happy to do it. Pick the phone up and give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call. We've got offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, meeting facility in Manasquan. We got an office in Toms River and our office in Clark. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. We'll meet you, you know, at any one of those locations. We're old school. We'll meet you at your house for a house call if you'd like. We're also modern day. We'll do a virtual call if that's what's better for you guys. Whatever works for you, we're here to help. But don't be afraid to pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. We'll be right back, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Wouldn't you agree if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show, and we're glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, Mike, today I want to take some time and talk to the listeners about a really great guide that we have to give out and share with them. And if you're a regular listener, you know that often we share with you the Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security. Well, we also have another great guide that I would love to share with them out here. And I want to spend some time talking about it for a little bit here. And it really does, along with just like the Social Security Guide, this really does impact our listening audience a lot. And this is called the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning.
Yeah, Doug, it's a very nice piece, as you know, the Baby Boomer's Guide always does. And like you said, we've done this with Social Security. Now we're doing it with the IRA planning. And it covers really, you know, it really gets under the hood of what's an IRA, you know, and like the different things, all the different phases that needs to be discussed before somebody makes that decision, if you will.
Yeah. And you know what? That one of the things that I appreciate the most about these baby boomer guides that we have is that you're correct, Mike. It takes us underneath the hood, but it's such an easy guide to follow. This is not an overly complex piece, and you don't read this and then need an interpretation of what it just said. You know, it's not filled with legalese and jargon and that stuff. It's a piece that we've taken a lot of time to do the research and find so that we could send it out to our listeners. And, you know, it's something that's valuable to them and, you know, they can go over. So why don't we take a couple of minutes and talk about some of the things that they go over in this guide and how, you know, having this and reviewing it could be of a benefit to the people listening.
Yeah, sure. And again, Doug, we're going to get into, you know, various summarized topics of an IRA, of what's underneath it and what to expect. And, you know, and the nice thing about this piece, it starts you right out with, what is an IRA? Okay, so it gets that basic and it builds its way up.
You know, what is an IRA is a very good question, because one of the problems that we have in our industry, including us as well, we're guilty of it at times too, Mike, is that we just assume that people understand what, you know, initials are or acronyms or, you know, what they stand for. You know, we just assume that they do. So an individual retirement account, which we refer to as an IRA, sometimes we call it IRA, right?
Yeah.
And we do, it's just an account that somebody has. And it's really, the easiest way to put it is it's an arrangement that you have with the IRS. You may not even know it. It's an arrangement you have with the IRS to help you accumulate money for your retirement years.
Yeah, and that's a great part, because, you know, Doug, I'm glad I didn't correct you. I was going to correct you. You said it's a individual retirement account. It's actually an individual retirement arrangement is
right.
The official word. So the word that you used, arrangement. So many people think it's an individual retirement account. No, it's an individual retirement arrangement if you want to be technical about it. But, yeah, it talks about it, Doug, and really, you know, the big crux here, it gives special tax treatment for people intended to try to help put money away for retirement. That's, you know, the broad strokes of it, of course.
Sure. And now, Mike, the really cool thing is that there's two types of these arrangements that you can have with, you know, with the IRS. And that is what's referred to as a traditional IRA, as well as an Roth IRA. And there's a lot of similarities. In some respects, they're opposite, right?
Yeah, sure.
Very similar in ways, but in very, you know, a lot of ways they're opposite. And for instance, you generally receive a tax break when you put money into a traditional IRA. But when you take it out, you generally have to pay taxes on whatever it's grown to. That's your in general broad strokes. And of course, you'd want to contact your accountant and go over that. But that's in general broad strokes what happens with an IRA. But with a Roth IRA, on the other hand, if you're eligible for it, there's generally no tax break when you put money in, but provided that you meet the guidelines, whatever it grows to can be withdrawn tax-free and penalty-free. So, you know, while they're the same in that they're tools to help you accumulate money for your retirement years, they're very, very different when it comes to taxation.
Yeah, exactly right, Doug. And, you know, the big difference is the taxation, of, you know, and, you know, just on the surface, it seems like, you know, you get a tax break going in on the traditional, which you don't on the Roth, but then it's the opposite on the way going out. So it's almost giving something up front to gain something later when it comes to the Roth. But you're right, Doug. It's different for every, you know, it's different for everybody who should do what. Again, there's not one blanket answer out there. You know, talk to the tax man, the whole deal. But, you know, when it comes to the retirement arrangement, two different types that has to be decided which one is for you.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, there's special tax treatment given to both of them. And it comes with some strings attached, right? So you have to know it. It's like anything else. And there's IRAs have many rules. And failure to comply with them could return, you know, could, I'm sorry, not return, could turn into potentially, you know, tax problems out there if it's not handled properly. So, you know, the guide here that we have to share with our listeners goes over some of this stuff in a little bit more detail. But again, very, very easy to understand when you spend some time going through this. And, you know, folks, if you'd like a copy of this Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning, we're happy to send it out to you. It's our, you know, gift to you. There's no cost or obligation. You just got to pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. So, Mike, let's jump around into this guide here a little bit. Let's talk about some of the other things that, you know, briefly are discussed inside of this.
Well, one of the big things and one of the things that's most common questions asked and people most commonly confused about is the required minimum distribution, also known as RMD.
Okay, so let's talk about RMDs for a second here, your required minimal distributions, and let's give some of the background and basic information that you need to understand. Now, required minimal distributions is basically something that the Internal Revenue Service tells us that we have to take out of our traditional IRAs once we reach the age of 72 and a half. Now, that age was changed a couple of years ago from 70 and a half. And excuse me, let me correct myself. It's not 72 and a half, it's 72. Okay? So that was changed back for many, many years. It was 70 and a half. And in the SECURE Act of 2019, they moved that up to age 72. So what's the significance behind that, Mike?
Well, it just means that, you know, I think everybody's really living longer. And, you know, the IRS says, okay, your money grew tax deferred for all these years. Years ago, it used to be, okay, 70 and a half. Come on now. You're getting closer to death. We want you to start taking the money out. We want to get our piece of the taxation on the money. Otherwise, people were passing away with significant pots and pushing it down generationally. And really, the government was getting their taxes pushed down too with it. So as people, you know, are living longer, they saw the need to push it back to age 72, and 70 and a half was no longer the age limit.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing, is that a lot of people don't understand this. The penalties for not complying with required minimal distributions, in our opinion at Wealth Management Group, they're onerous. I mean, they could tax you up to 50% of what you were supposed to take out of the, or I'm sorry, let me correct myself, penalize you 50% of what was supposed to be taken out. So just think about this for a second. I'm making these numbers up, but if you got $1 million sitting in an IRA and you were supposed to take out, I don't know, Mike, $35,000 in a year, $36,000 in 1 year, and you didn't take it out, your penalty is $18,000.
Yeah, that's significant, Doug. You know, that's a hefty penalty. You know, there's another thing, Doug, I want to mention and why this piece is such a great piece, and I encourage everybody call in and request it. You know, Doug, when I sit down with folks, and I know you do too, and we'll say, okay, you know, at age 72, you need to start taking a required minimum distribution out of this IRA. Probably the number one question I get hit with all the time is, how much is that?
Like, right.
How much do they make you take out? And inside of this piece, Doug, on page 4, they give you the percentages and the age table.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anybody that wants to see, oh, and I'll just give you an example, age 72, the percentage is 3.65%.
Right.
And then age 73 jumps to 3.78%. So they show you how every year the percentage increases, but it gives people a general idea of to be able to say, okay, this is how much.
Sure. And, you know, it's always fun when somebody hasn't taken it out yet, and then you ask them, okay, well, how much is in there? And you can give them, get them into the ballpark of the, because we know right out of the gate at 72, it's 3.6, you know, percent of the account to, you know, to take out of there. So, you know, we can do the math quickly. But, you know, getting this guide and taking a look at it and understanding it is one thing, but then putting it into, you know, practical application is, you know, is something else. And by the way, it's nobody else's responsibility but your own to make sure that that money's taken out.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't lay that. You can't say to the IRS, they don't want to hear it. Oh, well, the place so-and-so, wherever my money was, didn't tell me how much I have to take out. That's it's or they didn't send me a check. Right. Actually, the reality is they're supposed to notify on how much you're supposed to take out. But it's up to you to take the action to take that out. Right. And many times we've had people come through the door who have told us in the past, you know what, I botched my required minimal distribution. I know they sent me the letter. I forgot to send the form back. I didn't take it. You know, I got penalized. I need help with this going forward, guys. And that's, you know, that's where we come into play. Now, you know, Mike, there was a very big change as far as, and you started to talk about it before, when you inherit IRAs now. Right. Back in the day when you could it was 2019. This all changed. Back in the day, you could extend if you inherited an IRA, you could extend the required minimal distributions over the course of your lifetime. And then you could leave it to your children. And there was really multi-generational planning going on with these IRAs. Now, they changed all that in 2019. These things need to be empty within 10 years of the person passing away. Now, that's quite a different ballgame.
Yeah, it sure, you know, that did change significantly. And that's another nice thing, Doug, about this piece that we're talking about today is it dives into all the beneficiary and beneficiary planning, et cetera, on here.
Right.
And it gives a nice little, you know, summary on all different areas pertaining to, you know, beneficiary, spousal beneficiary, you know, the importance of the beneficiary form. These are some of the headings that are in here underneath beneficiary that kind of will enlighten you and educate you about what goes along with my IRA when it comes to anything with beneficiaries.
Yeah, you know, they're great. I've said all along, and I still hold this as my opinion, is that one of the best wealth accumulation vehicles that they've ever given to us is the IRA. My personal opinion is the best one they've given to us to this date is the Roth, okay? And that's my opinion. You know, everybody's circumstance is different, and which one is right for you may be a little different. But at the end of the day, it's the game has completely changed on inheritance of these things now. And listen, these things have tax liabilities on them that people don't, you know, pay attention to and aren't thinking about. And a lot of times when we come into it, we talk to people and say, okay, listen, what are we going to do? Are we going to design a tax strategy here to handle this? Because now when you pass away, that thing's got to be emptied in 10 years. And not only does it, you know, have to be emptied in 10 years, in many circumstances, people still have to take required minimal distributions during that 10-year time frame. So at some point in time, that thing's got to be emptied. And if there's a significant amount of money in there, just make up a number, $1 million. Just imagine, you know, what the tax liability is going to be on that. And it really needs to be planned for, because you don't want to see this lifetime of wealth accumulation and the rewards of your hard work and your saving be blown up by taxation. You have to look with it and sit and, you know, let's see if we can put a tax strategy together, discuss it with an accountant at your CPA and say, hey, you want to know something? Let's do this. Now, one of the benefits is that Mike and I have been at this, you know, game and doing this for people for decades now, quarter of a century for that matter. And we have some good strategies and techniques, I think, that can really bring some value to the table, and it's something to think about. And, you know, the whole taking a required minimum of distributions, Mike, how many times have we heard people say, I don't need the money. I don't want to take the money. What can I do? Can I put it back in? How many times you heard that?
All the time. Hey, if when I take this out, can I put this back in? You know, and, you know, Doug, I just want to point out real quick when it comes to the, you know, the taking the money out of there. Years ago, when it was a stretch, you know, when somebody passed away, you just the rest of your life, you'd be able to stretch out over to beneficiary's lifetime, kind of like a pension. You know, it is what it is. There was a calculation. You're going to get a check every year. But once they changed the rules of the 10-year window, it became a completely different animal when it comes to, you know, taking it out and taxation and management of the money. And, you know, the whole time frame changes. I mean, if you inherit this at 40 years old and you're stretching it over a lifetime, you may be talking 45 years.
You know something, Mike? I think that it's one of the most severely neglected issues related around this now is that tax time bomb that's sitting there. You know, that's going to have to be settled in, you know, within a 10-year time frame. And the good news is we've got some strategies and techniques. So, folks, we want to send this Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning out to you. It's there's no cost or obligation. It's our gift to you. You just got to pick up the phone and give a call and say, hey, could you send this out to me? The telephone number is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. 3722. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll send one of these out to you, our compliments, and you know, hopefully we can get you going in the right direction. And if this is something, if you're sitting there with an IRA, which most of you probably are, or you know, an old retirement plan at a company or something of that nature, and you want to personally sit down and go over this with us and see how it impacts your situation, we welcome you to do that too with no cost or obligation, and have the IRA review. Just pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. One more time, 855-262-3722. Anything you want to add here, Michael?
I think we're good. I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think so. So I hope they call in and take advantage of this. And we're going to hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. They will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you enjoyed that last segment there and you take advantage of the opportunity to get our Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning. It really is a wonderful piece, isn't it, Mike?
Sure is.
Yeah, so make sure you take advantage of that. So it is now to our favorite part of the show here is what have you been up to lately, and go ahead, kick it off, my man.
Yeah, you know, Doug, it's been very, very active in the office for us because of you know, even though people say, "Oh, summertime must be quiet," not at Wealth Management Group. We've been very busy, and I don't want to say, Doug, it's all because of what's been going on in the markets or anything like that. Just things happening, and a couple cases that I'm working on. You know, it's going back to people are looking, what type of interest rates do you have? What do you have in the, you know, what's the best rate can you get me? Because I think it is a little bit with the economy that they're hearing, well, interest rates are going up, and they're in a lot of ways, as one client said to me, there's nothing to be had at the banks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they want to sit down and what it's bringing up conversations about the money, the sum of money that they have, whether it be, you know, hey, somebody passed away and we sold dad's home and I have this excess money, all different scenarios going on. What can you get me? What can you do for me? Where do you see this going? And the one thing, Doug, I always say to all the potential new clients or even existing clients, whoever they may be in this scenario, is that let's talk about the money and everything else that's going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? We just don't diagnose and say, oh, here, take two aspirin. You're going to be fine. We want to hear about everything. How is it into your entire situation? And you and I do a really good job at that because what I find is I always say to people, you know, you think you're going to the pet store to buy a bird and you come home with a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing, because you really don't know. You think I need a bird, but you really want a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. And I think that's a lot with your money, too. People just say, well, I know I need to do better. And that kind of puts them in the right direction. But I think you need to sit down and before you make any decisions about your money, kind of answer all the whys and the what's of it and what does it mean to you.
Yeah. You know, Mike, it's that's such a very valid point. And as supporting to that, you know, kind of comment right there is I had a client come in this week for review. And, you know, he and his wife, they said to me, you know, one of the things that we really appreciate about you guys is that you guys have like a whole variety of products and strategies to come, you know, to the table here with. And I said, well, yeah, that's, you know, that's how we are. And then, you know, we got on to talking about, and it's been a conversation as you know, and if you're a regular listener, you know, we've been having a lot lately is that what type of retirement, you know, do we have? Do we have an income-based retirement? Do we have an asset-based retirement? Or do we have a hybrid retirement? And he said to me, he goes, you know, I listened to the show and, you know, I hear you talk about that hybrid retirement, and that's what we have, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, he said to me, would you mind going over that again for his wife? And I said, yeah, sure. Let's talk about it. And, you know, Mike, there's people out there, and listeners, folks, there's people out there who have what we call an income-based retirement. And that is you have some amount of all guaranteed income coming through the door, whether it be Social Security, a pension, you know, what have you coming through the door. But you might not have any reserve money, side money, you know, saved up. And then there's people who have an asset-based retirement, and that's they have very little of that guaranteed stuff that the income people have. But what they have is they've got money. But the problem is when you go through markets like this right now, the anxiety for those people skyrockets, right? Oh, my goodness, am I going to run out of money? And what happens if I run out of money, right? I run out of income.
Right.
And then there's a hybrid, and that's the people who, and that's what we shoot for with our clients, is a blend of both. Let's blend it all together and make sure that, you know, we've got some money sitting on the side for opportunities or emergencies, as well as we've got a setup here coming through here with, you know, checks coming into the house every single month. And, you know, by being able to bring such a diverse amount of financial instruments to people, that allows us to fully develop out these strategies for people. And I think it's just such a winning, you know, recipe that more and more people need to take a look at it.
Yeah. Again, Doug, it's about sitting down and what's best for you and going through your profile and you understanding and, you know, type of thing. And I, you know, Doug, one thing I want to say though about people looking to try to get better rate, that's one thing this inflation has brought out.
Yeah.
Is that because, you know, gas is for something and things are kind of going crazy in the supermarket, the whole deal. Now that lazy asset, as I love to call it, you know, that money that you just had parked and, yeah, I know I'm not getting anything on it, but it's safe type of thing. There's opportunity now to earn something off of it.
Right.
And I think now if you could start waking up a little bit and squeezing some dollars out of your money and making that money productive, I think that's key. But again, you got to sit down. What's suitable for me? How does it apply to me? What makes most sense?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And the beauty of, you know, the fact that we're not a one-trick pony, you know, because that, you know, that's a problem out there, Mike. Yeah. You know, you've got certain groups of people who all they can sell people is certain, you know, types of products, and they'll try to make that product fit regardless. And, you know, one of the beauties that we have is that that's not the case.
No.
It doesn't matter to us, right? We're going to put that, craft that plan together. You know, what's really cool is that when we sit down to people, we're like really a GPS system, right? For lack of a better way. Anybody, you go in and you put a GPS, you put in the GPS system where you want to go. We're like your financial GPS. You come and sit down with us and you tell us where you want to go. Mm. And the GPS is going to tell you the safest, quickest route to get there and how long it's going to take you.
Well said. And, you know, Doug, and I've always said that it's like, you know, to put in other words, it's like, what are my goals? What am I trying to accomplish? And to me, I've always said, let's do with the path of, you know, least resistance. You know what I'm saying? The less risk we have to take, the less, you know, whatever. And the easiest way to do it. And you're right. It is like a GPS to your financial, you know, future, if you will.
Yeah. You know, Mike, another thing that just want to bring up real quick, and I know we've spoken about it, but it's worth reminding people, is that unfortunately we've had, you know, some deaths this year with Wealth Management Group. And, you know, I got to tell you folks that we have both circumstances where people's situations were well set up and, you know, taken care of. And then we have circumstances where people didn't do what, you know, we suggested to do as far as the estate planning and all that stuff. And the ones that are set up, it's going smoothly, it's going easily. They're upset about the death in their family and all that stuff, and they're grieving it. That's fine. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But we've got a whole, you know, small group of other people who not only are they dealing with that, they're dealing with a lot of uncertainty and a lot of stresses because the will wasn't up to date, the beneficiaries weren't up to date, etc., because they just simply kicked the can down the road. So please, you know, hear us out on this. And, you know, if you need help on that end, we're here to help you. It really is that important. I mean, there's nothing for us to gain out of this,
right?
You know, you and I, by making sure somebody's estate plan is set up. It's for the people behind, but we know that it's good guidance for our clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know? Doug. It's important to you know, address those situations. And like you said, it's a matter of, unfortunately, the easy way or the hard way.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
It'll get done.
Right.
You want to do it the easy way or you want to go the hard way? And that's what really comes down to, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's like anything else, Mike. You can do the hard thing today to make it it'll be easy tomorrow, or you could do the easy thing today and make it be hard tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? All right. That's I want to remind you guys, pick up the phone, give us a call. We're here for you, 855-262-3722. You can have a complimentary consultation, no cost or obligation. Come and sit down with us, and we're happy to go over all this stuff with you guys. 855-262-3722. We're going to hop to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what we talked about and wrap the show up. How's that sound, Michael?
Sounds good, Doug.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized the sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back and hope that you're enjoying the show here. And, you know, Mike, I think that what's important that we take a couple of minutes here and just give people a little bit of background about us and a little bit of background of Wealth Management Group, because we don't typically do a good job of that, right? We come on the show and we talk and you know, we give good information out and then we just don't let them know, you know, about our organization. So I think that we take a minute here and let them know. Folks, we are, Mike and I are the co-founders of Wealth Management Group, and we're a full-service financial organization. It helps people with their money, basically, you know, whatever that may be. So, Mike, take a minute and tell people what might that be for somebody, right? We help you with your money, and people might be like, all right, so what does that mean?
Well, you know, Doug, as we like to call it, your entire financial house, if you will, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of components to it. There's everything from, you know, people immediately think investing.
Correct.
Yeah, and that is correct. We do help you with your investing.
Right. But if it's needed.
Yes. But there's also the estate planning, the taxation end of it. You know what I'm saying? Like with the planning and there's the insurance aspects of your financial house, right? Your life, your disability, you know, that apply to your life.
Cash flow. Right. That's, money through the door every month.
Yeah. And that's a big one, right? Cash flow planning. Where's my retirement income going to be coming from that I can depend on? So it's the full gamut. You know what I'm saying? We don't really just say, okay, you're coming through the door. It's for one thing and you just need to sit and focus on this. It's how's everything tied into it? You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where a lot of people miss. I think the one thing gets you in the right direction. It gets you saying, hey, I need to address this. But sometimes, how many times do people come in and they think they need to address this? And we say to them, no, you're fine. Leave it the way it is, but you have a deficiency over here.
Right.
And they say, oh, I never really looked at it that way.
Well, you know, Mike, I think at the beginning of the show, while we were taking a break, one of the spots that we ran was about financial blind spots.
Yeah.
And I really think that is, you know, probably, you know, one of our strongest suits is that we, when we sit and we talk to you, what we look for are things that you may be missing, right? Where do you have a, you know, when you drive a car, that's what it means, financial blinds. When you drive a car, there's something called a blind spot where you can't see out of the car, and it could cause a wreck for you. Well, the same thing in your financial life is that you may not be seeing something that could cause a wreck or a problem for you, and we want to work on that.
And the toughest thing is, Doug, is when it comes to your whole financial world, your whole financial house, it's very, I'm going to say, obvious that there's things that you don't even know about in the financial world, right? You're just not sophisticated enough. So, of course, it's a blind spot because you didn't know it even exists. So, you know, so you get what I'm saying, folks. So we help to sit down and have the conversation. As you like to say, Doug, come on in, sit down. It's a casual conversation. Come in with your goals, your ideas, whatever you, that brought you in. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But let's just talk and see where you're at overall with everything. And you may find out about a thing or two you didn't even know about.
Sure. You know, and you sit down, and there's been several times, more than several times during the course of our career, where we sit down and we start having a conversation about people and their families, right? And I can very specifically remember one where, you know, I was talking to people and I was like, oh, do you have any children? Oh, yeah, well, they're grown. I'm like, yeah, okay, but tell me about them, right? And, you know, single, married, you know, normal self, grandchildren. Oh, tell me about your grandchildren. And then I'll never forget this. You know, one started talking about the grandchildren, and all of a sudden I saw, you know, like the eyes get watery. And I'm like, you know, what's the matter? And he's like, oh, well, and then starts telling me about a special needs grandchild.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, what have you done with that so far? And he said, well, nothing, because nobody's ever brought it up or talked to us about it before. And I'm like, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about, you know, what are we going to do for that special needs grandchild out there? And, you know, at the end, you know, the end of the conversation, I'll never forget it. You know, the client goes to me, thanks a lot. Nobody's ever brought that up before. Our existing guy's never brought it up. All he ever wants to do is, you know, sell us this or sell us that. And we've talked more with you right now about our family and what's important to us than all the other things that we have. And I'm like, yeah, well, all the other stuff are just tools.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great point, Doug. But those are the conversations.
Right.
And what you and I find best is let's just sit down and let's just start talking, because we feel that, I don't know, Doug, when you just start chatting, ideas come up and things come out and situations get talked about. It's brainstorming, really, what it is, right? Mm-hmm. We're really saying, come on in, let's just sit down and talk about things, and we're going to, you know, put together a few ideas.
Yeah, and one of the cool things is that we do have a network of professionals inside of our organization and that we're affiliated with. Listen, we're not experts in every single area, but we've got, you know, we've got attorneys, accountants, investment, you know, people, insurance people that we turn to design these solutions for you. And that's really what's, you know, critically important and, you know, I think makes us a little bit different than a lot of the other, you know, firms out there. There's a lot of competition for what people think that we do for a living. But when we sit down and realize and sit down with us, there's very little competition for what we actually do, I think.
Sure, I agree.
You know? All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Remember, you're always available to come in and sit with us. Complimentary consultation, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. 262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. FINRA SIPC 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey 07050 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.